WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson.
This massive jailbreak, which my statistics tell me could be the largest jailbreak in the history of the state, should never have happened.
Louisiana Governor Jim Landry at a news briefing. Seven prisoners still on the loose after 10 escaped a New Orleans jail through a hole behind a toilet. Reward money is now at least $20,000 per escapee. A tentative deal ends a strike by engineers against the nation's third largest commuter rail system, New Jersey Transit. Trains resumed Tuesday. Money was the main issue. Former President Biden has prostate cancer, which has spread to bone, his office says. Emergency medicine physician Dr. Stephanie Whitmer.
Prostate cancer is really a hormone-driven type of cancer. And what hormone therapy does is it essentially targets those hormones that are feeding the tumor, feeding the cancer, and the goal is to shrink it in size.
A majority of the 28 tornado deaths this weekend happened in Kentucky. This is ABC News. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has acknowledged that Walmart, the largest U.S. retailer, may pass along some of the costs from President Trump's tariffs to its shoppers through higher prices. Israeli Army recommends letting a small amount of food into Gaza amid an expanding Israeli military offensive in that area, that according to the Israeli Prime Minister's office. Ukrainian President Zelensky met with top U.S. officials and European leaders in Rome today. Tomorrow's an expected high-stakes phone call between President Trump and Russian President Putin on ending the war in Ukraine. Ukraine reported a big Russian drone attack today. The FDA has approved the first blood test to help diagnose Alzheimer's disease. Neurologist Dr. Lee Kroll of Maimonides Health says the test will be for those over the age of 55 showing symptoms.
7 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's. That number is projected to double by 2060. So this.
Chuck Severson, ABC News.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, and we're just now coming into the 9 o'clock double dip with The Solution, and they're going to be playing at the Boulevard Lanes on July 24th, and it looks like now it's just about time to get into our first Solution song. How does it feel?
Walk away from love. somehow. So what's the cause of all your crying now? How does it feel? How does it feel? How does it feel?
Radio. Radio for the people.
My soul went out for a walk, but was hit by a car. Quite a surprise when you're walking along. You thought you learned how to fly till you passed off the road. Then it was clear that something was drastically wrong. But then my soul gave instruction in positive thinking, teaching nervous businessmen the art of succeeding. And his lessons were based on the premise that little is wrong. You're probably still alive if you know that you're bleeding. You're still alive. Time and time again to avoid alleyways. And in the dark he never saw it coming, cause it happened so fast. Luckily he had nothing to steal on him anyway. But then my soul shrugged his shoulder, said it could have been worse. It's never better in the papers you're reading. He talked of honesty, integrity and positivity. You're still alive if you know that you're bleeding. You're still alive.
Oh,
are coming out of that double dip with the slick, slick hard rock sounds of The Solution. And this music tonight is brought to you by Turtle Island Dispensary. And they have your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies from Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or ship right to your door online from shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. Now, Rocker, I've heard we got some pretty cool stuff coming up just a bit later. What's happening
next? We do, but, you know, I wanted to go back to The Solution because they're a great band, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
They were just, I saw those guys out at the Whammy Awards 2 weeks ago, but they are going to be playing at Bratfest, coming up.
The world's largest.
That's right. On the Friday of Memorial Day weekend, they're going to be playing the, I'll tell you what stage.
There's so many
There are so many stages there. Oh, my goodness. Well, they're going to be playing the Island stage, and that's going to be at 3 o'clock. So you can see The Solution at Broadfest coming up. There are so many great local bands at Broadfest. Right. It's just crazy.
Right. I've even like run into my high school band teacher there because he had a band that plays at Broadfest every year.
Oh, really? Who is that?
Sunspot, and Ben Yeager.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, he's a friend of the show. We've known Ben Yeager for... Well, geez, man, I've known him going on probably 25 years.
Wow.
And Sunspot's going almost, they're probably almost hitting 25 years.
Really, 25 years?
Yeah.
Well, and I've only known him for a fifth of that time. That's pretty crazy.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Great band.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We have Abaddon's End. They are here. They're an award-winning band with Whammy. They just won a couple of great awards. We're going to be talking about that and some shows they got coming up. And you know what they're doing?
What are they doing, Rocker?
They're going on a cruise.
Woo!
Like, I was like, you know, are you going on vacation? They're like, no, man, we're gigging. I'm like, what the? How do you get that gig? We'll find all about it. Abaddon's End just up after the break. Right now, we got some Bad Wolf. You know what? Bad Wolf is also playing at Bratfest. I'm not going to tell you the day. You're going to have to go on and find yourself. Bratfest.com. It's always an amazing time. Right now, let's check it out. This is Bad Wolf. This is a throwback, and this is called Armed and Dangerous. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Nick from The First Rule, and all my friends suck. You're listening to MaxSync Radio, radio for the people.
All my friends suck, and I'll tell you why. They never want to go, I never want to chill, no matter how hard I try. All my friends suck, it's worse than that. They never want to FaceTime, never want to call, and never ever text me back.
I can see that you've read my message, and you still haven't responded yet.
What happened to always going out to shows and 7 nights a week staying up to bar closed? Is this just the way that goes? Does anybody know what happened to calling to see what's up? That 4 a.m. text to say car stuck. Is this just going up? Or do all my friends suck? All my friends suck. What can I say? They've all got married, got jobs, got kids with more babies on the way. All my friends suck. They've got new lives. They can't commit to anything without first checking with their wives.
It's great to see you again. I think the last time was your kid's birthday last year.
What happened to always going out to shows and 7 nights a week staying out to bar closed? Is this just the way life goes? Does anybody know what happened to calling to see what's up? That 4 a.m. text to say your car's stuck. Is this just growing up? Or do all my friends suck?
I can see that you've responded interested to all my band shows, but I haven't seen you come out to one yet.
What happened to always going out to shows and 7 nights a week staying up to bar closed? Is this just the way life goes? Does anybody know what happened to calling to see what's up? That 4 a.m. text just to say your car's stuck. Is this just growing up? Or do all my friends suck? All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All your friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All our friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All his friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All her friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All their friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
Friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All your friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All our friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All his friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All her friends suck.
All my friends suck.
My bandmates suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck, and so do I. We'll be right back.
break the ice. I never wanted this to end. You and I forever friends. Yeah, 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 yeah. My mind goes back to when we were young and I feel so proud. I'm going to sleep and dream of
we're coming off kind of a shameless plug over there from Rocker's own band, Iron Plow. Do better? On night at Max Inc. Radio, we are local music, and this local music tonight was brought to you by Good Neighbor Fencing, redefining boundaries through excellence and craftsmanship. They provide top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin, and they do so much more than just building fences. Good Neighbor creates tailored experiences for each client. They offer wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Wow. And you can find them at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call at 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546. And we have a pretty cool little interview coming up. Isn't that right, Rocker?
That is, we have a Bad and Zen here in the studio. We're going to be talking to the award-winning, Whammy award-winning band. And, you know, I put the Iron Plow on because, you know, people know a little bit about what's been happening with me since I had a heart attack and died on stage playing with Iron Plow up at the Gamma Ray Bar here in Madison. And so the doctors cleared me to start playing drums again. So this past Wednesday, I went and sat in and played drums with the band. Hair of the dog, baby.
Awesome.
Get back on that horse, you know?
Yeah. How many times did they say, "Are you okay, Rocker?"
Yeah.
Is everything all right?
Well, they said that. They, you know, after the first song, they said, you know, "Are you okay? You want to play another song?" I said, "Yeah, I'm good." They say, "Hey, that's what you said right before." So they were a little trigger shy. But no, we had a great time. Played, you know, 6-7 tunes. Got a little sweat worked up, so it was good cardio. Yeah,
good feeling. Yeah, it's getting kind of late in the show. You still doing okay?
I'm good. Oh boy! Hey, we have a new person here, Max Inc. Radio DJ Yanwe.
Hello.
How you doing tonight?
And it's kind of funny that you're pronouncing that wrong. I encourage that. It's DJ Yane.
Yane.
But it's kind of a funny story. It all comes from a mispronunciation. When I used to work at WWMVLP. One day I was a little bored and decided to order bubble tea to work. And the Uber Eats driver who delivered my tea pronounced my name Yane. So I had to look at my own name and go, yep.
Yane.
That's me.
All right. I got to get it in my brain.
Yeah.
You know, so I got to get away from that Jimmy K-ism here.
Yeah.
Yane. Okay. Yeah. We're set. Yeah, we have Bad and Zen. They're right here in the studio. We're going to be talking to them right after the break. But right now, let's get to some good music from some friends of mine, Fiberweed. This is Joyride. You're listening to Max.
sing like bear. Open right, we're dry.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, FreeBellyRubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling. Over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pets
Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You want a party, baby?
You've been listening to The Harlots on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. And that song is by this awesome band that Rocker has in the studio with him right now. What do you got going on with Abaddon's End, Rocker?
Oh, man. That was an awesome song. And Abaddon's End is here right now. And when you're a drummer and you find that bassist, it can be a lasting relationship for a lifetime. And that is what has been happening for drummer Sean Ault and bassist Steve Sugden. The rhythm section has been playing together for nearly 30 years in bands like Shaman Spell, Red Rain, and Tarnish, to name a few. And now the duo has founded the hard rock band Abaddon's End with guitarist Tim Shelton, keyboardist Cole Huffman, and a singer known as Bach. And based in Spring Green, Wisconsin, Abaddon's End has been killing it in the Wisconsin Area Music Awards, last year winning two awards for Song of the Year and Video, I think, and this year taking home Best Video and Best Song of the Year for The Harlot, which we just heard. Here in the studio with us to tell us about who Abaddon's End is and why he is at his end, Steve Sugden, Kyle Ault, and Cole. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, guys.
Welcome, thanks, Rocker.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Now, do you get to go to the Spring Green General Store, get brunch at that cafe? You ever been over there?
Oh, yeah. Been over there. Yep.
That's pretty cool. It's right in the shadow of Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin, right?
Yeah.
Great place in Wisconsin. Kyle, Steve, how did you guys get together as a rhythm team?
Well, I think, you know, me and Steve been playing together for over 30 years. When we come together, our minds just click, you know, and we stay tight.
What was the first band, Shaman Spell?
The first band was Red Rain. We were in Red Rain.
Red Rain?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
is that a Peter Gabriel tribute band?
No. It could have been. But I believe, Steve, that was the first band we were in together, right?
Yeah, it was. It was.
So. Wow. What do you think has kept you guys together for 30 years?
Our humor.
Friendship.
Friendship.
Yeah. Humor.
That too. Yeah. I'm going to be nice tonight.
Yes, no swearing. We are FCC compliant.
That's right.
Tell us about Abaddon's End. I mean, where does that name come from? Why is Abaddon at his end?
Go ahead there, Stephen.
Well, Abaddon's in the Book of Revelations. He enforces God's judgment on people that are going to hell, and he oversees hell to keep.
So this is before you meet Satan, you get to Abaddon?
Abaddon, yeah. And he's a lot of people think he was an angel of God, and some think he's the angel of hell. You know, it depends on how you interpret it. But we're not a religious band.
No.
No.
But we rule.
Jeez. Oh, boy.
Yep, I had to say
oh,
it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Get deep in here.
Tell us a little bit about your band. Now, we know where you guys came from, but guitarist Tim Shelton, he used to be in Go Play God.
Yeah, he did. Yep. He did. He's
tell us about your guitar player.
Mr. Tim.
Hi, Tim.
If you're listening.
Well, I thought he was playing hacky sack.
Me and Steve, you know, we went through, I don't know, what was it, 26 guitar players or something like that. And we were just like trying to find the right click, you know?
Yeah.
And being from a smaller town, it's harder, you know? And one time we were playing out, I believe you were at the show, Rocker.
Yeah, Ironclaw was playing.
Yeah. And Go Play God is playing. And
out in Milwaukee.
Yep, down in Milwaukee, Kochanski's.
Kochanski's.
Yeah, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And Steve watched him a little bit, and I was watching him. I'm like, God, you know, the two guys we have now are going to probably be leaving. You know, we need to do something here. And Tim seemed like a really nice guy, and he had really good guitar playing. So the day after that, Steve calls me up and goes, what'd you think of that, Tim? I said, I don't know, shoot him a message. You know, maybe he wants a side project or something.
Yeah.
So Steve gives him a ring and he says, well, hell yeah, you know, come up to the house and let's talk. So we went up there and I think we wrote a song in his basement.
Yeah,
that the first time we met him.
Yep.
I'm like, Steve, this is the guy, dude.
Wow, yeah, clicked right
this
away.
This is the guy. Yep. So after that, it's all history.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Yep. And well, you've been through a few singers, I know.
Oh, boy.
But you found this guy called Bach.
Yep.
Tell us about the, well, he's not the newest guy in the band, but
no.
He's pretty new.
He's pretty new. Steve, you want to go on that? Or you want me to?
Yeah, we put out ads, running ads for vocalists. And we were having tryouts. We had people coming in and out, and nobody was really catching, you know, our ear on the vocals. And Adam got a hold of
okay,
Kyle.
Okay, let's do this. Oh, let's do this, Steve.
Okay.
Okay, so Steve calls me up. He goes, hey, I got a singer coming from La Crosse.
Oh,
I
wow.
says, oh, yeah? I got a singer coming from Boston. My guy's going to beat your guy
oh,
out.
Oh, it's a battle royale.
I lost, by the way. My guy wouldn't even sing. He was too scared.
He's like,
really?
He goes, I didn't think you guys were this good. I said, well, just sing something. And then I tried to sing and I can't sing. I'm a drummer.
Adam came in with a notebook.
Feeling.
A notebook and a pen.
Yes.
When this other kid was going to get up and sing for us and audition, Adam went out to his car. When he came back, I thought he was leaving.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he comes back in and he goes, I wrote the lyrics. For what?
Wow.
The song you were just playing, because it was an original nobody had ever heard. Yeah. And he wrote well, you're the guy. You are the guy.
Wow. Well, that's like, you know, kind of going above and beyond.
Yeah, I see.
Going out to the car. And usually, I thought you were supposed to go out the car to write your check on the dashboard.
Right, right. That's what we used to do. I don't know what's going on out there now.
Well, now you got another newbie, Cole. Cole Huffman on synthesizer. Cole, how you doing tonight? You're here.
Doing good. Happy to be here.
How did you meet these guys? Talk right into that microphone.
Sure. Scoot up a little bit here. So I would say it was probably a bit of a kind of a happy accident a little bit, if I had to kind of describe it simply. But basically I was kind of getting back into playing music, and I was playing with a group that did like these improv nights at a club up in Wausau. And, you know, started playing with other people again. I'm like, you know, I really like doing this. I just want to find more people to play with. So I joined one of like the local musician groups, and I just made a post and I was like, hey, just looking for people to jam with. And then somebody sent me another one of the posts that these guys put out, and they're like, hey, there's this band looking for a keyboard player. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready for a band quite yet, but, you know, I like to play. So it's like, sure, why not? Let's give it a shot. And then just drove down to the practice spot, and we just played, and it just kind of like
clicked.
I clicked into the equation.
It seems like all these musicians you find, they either click or they don't click, right?
Yeah.
Click on out.
Wow. That's pretty cool. So now you had two guitar players, but now you only have one and synthesizers.
Yeah.
And, oh, that's pretty cool. It's kind of changed.
Yes. I kind of feel bad for Cole, too, because, you know, I think what do we have, like 12 songs? We had gigs booked, and we said, okay, Cole. Two practices, boom, we kicked him out, we're doing shows. So he did really well.
Yeah.
That was basically it. It was like you got the homework packet. It's like, hey, so you like the band? It's like, yeah, sure. It's like, okay, well, here's the 12 songs, and by the way, we're playing in 2 weeks. It's like, cool, all right. Under pressure.
So you're the new guy. Do you get all the pranks done on you?
I'm sorry, say that again.
You're the new guy. Do you get all the pranks done on you?
I would say it's a pretty equal distribution. But
you're going back at these guys.
Tim's not here, but he likes to say we need to have a meeting. That's his thing. So he'll be like, oh, I'm 10 minutes late to practice or something. It's like, Cole, we're gonna have a meeting. Gotta tighten this up, you know.
How exciting was it for you guys to repeat awards at the Whammy this year? I mean, and your band even performed at the show. Tell us about that.
It was amazing. Last year we won Song of the Year and Rock Song of the Year with Absent and Adolescence. And we were up for these awards, and we'd been asked to play the show and do two or three songs. But we weren't really thinking that we were going to win, especially Video of the Year with the Harlot.
Yeah, wow.
We about dropped right there. And then when we heard that we'd won Song of the Year with the Harlot, it's just amazing feeling. Yeah. You like got to pinch yourself, and then to be back to back years with Song of the Year was crazy.
A statewide award,
right?
Wisconsin area music industry. We're gonna talk about a cruise in a few seconds, but you guys have a full June schedule coming up. Give us some of the June highlights. I saw that you guys are playing the Monster Hall Music Fest in Unity, Wisconsin.
Yes, we are.
Where is Unity?
North of Marshfield.
Yes.
North of Marshfield.
It's a small little area out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. And we got a station there.
Oh, well, then you know.
Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Green Bay would cover that. What else you got going on?
June 12th, we're at 301 in Portage with Lydia Can't Breathe. Then we travel June 13th, Monster Hall. And we're with the Texas Hippie Coalition up there.
Oh, wow.
Then July 12th, or Main Street Music Center there in Brooklyn
Wisconsin.
With Mason Meyer Band and Brutality. July 19th, Popcorn Tavern in La Crosse.
Okay.
July 26th, we're at Pine Cove with Lilacs and Lotus and Fist Pistons.
That's in Castle Rock?
Yep, Castle Rock Lake.
Castle Rock Lake.
August 8th, we're at High Noon
Saloon. Coming back. Homecoming.
Yeah. And then August 12th.
What is this? The Rockin' the Islander cruise ship.
Yes,
you guys are going on a cruise. Now, this isn't a vacation. You guys are going to be playing on a boat in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. Yes. We have to go. We have to play on the boat.
Wow.
I think it ports at Progresso.
Yeah.
And Cozumel.
Yeah.
Both places will port.
Wow. So how do you get a gig like that?
Well, we went to our record label.
Submitted us.
What record label?
Curtain Call Records.
Curtain Call.
Yep. And go ahead, Steve.
And they went through the bands that they had that wanted on, and they picked us, and that was it. Yeah. We signed a contract with them, and away we go.
So, you know, do you get, like, free food and stuff on their going on the buffets?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be amazing.
Get some pool time?
We have to be with the people that are on the boat that signed up for the music part of it, you know, they come on for the entertainment package, and we have to go hang out with them. We have to do like bar crawls with them.
Oh, really?
People are going to have dinner with us and all this other stuff, you know.
Wow.
And it's pretty crazy.
Wow. It sounds like a great time.
Rocker, I think we have to broadcast live from the cruise.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
We could do
that.
There
you go, Rocker. That'd be good for you. You should come.
Wow. Yeah. That would be a lot of fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Bad Zen is on the Rockin' the Islander cruise ship from Tampa to Mexico starting August 12th. Can people still get on that cruise?
Yes. Oh, yes.
How do they do that?
Well, it's difficult to tell you right now, but you can go on the MSC Rock the Islander Monday evening at 8 p.m. our time. Me and Adam will be going live on Facebook, and head of Greg with the MSC Rock the Islander, he's going to be live with us and he's going to explain how people can get on this and with, you know, easier ways to pay for everything.
We do have stuff on the Facebook that you can click and actually get the tickets and the package deal.
Well, is that on your website as well?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your website? How do we keep up with the Bad and Zen?
Well, we have our Facebook page, which we do a lot of posting. Yeah. I got us locked out, by the way. And then we have www.badandzen.com. You can read about us. We have a really nice page there.
Spell that for the folks.
A-B-A-D-D-O-N-apostrophe-S.
No
apostrophe in the URL, though, right?
No apostrophe in the URL.
That's right. I'm sorry. Hey, you asked me.
Okay, so www.abadandzen. If you can't find it, look it up in the Bible. You know, you'll find the right spelling.
You've been saved.
Steve, Cole, Kyle, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us tonight on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it. The video for your new single, World This Cold, was recorded on the frozen Devil's Lake in the state park, right?
That's correct.
Yes. I don't want to do that again.
I was going to say, are you rethinking that ever? You know,
we rethought it about 10 minutes after we were out there.
Yeah. I couldn't feel my hands anymore.
That's what Steve was saying. He's like, you know, we need to write a song about something warm so we can go to a beach or something.
Yeah.
Do this in like August or July or something like that.
Let's do videos on the cruise ship, right?
Yeah, exactly. No kidding. Adam goes, no, we're doing it on the lake. All right, I guess we will. Right.
Wow.
Hey, Rocker, I want to say thanks to you and Max Inc. Radio. You know, it's a blessing that I'm sitting here talking to you, buddy.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Hearts out to you, man.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You've been around a long time. Me and Kyle go back, but you were back there with us and even before.
Well, you know, a little disclosure, the Shaman Spell Guys used to deliver Max Inc. Music magazine back in the late 90s, right?
Yep, that was us. That was us.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Well, let's listen to your latest single. This is called World This Cold. You're listening to Bad and Zen, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Good interview.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Yeah. Up to Green Bay on a beautiful fall Sunday. I hope you come here ready for a war. Well, y'all may look like Rambo, but when you come to Lambeau, by the time you leave, your butt's gonna be real sore. Kick your ass, gonna kick your ass. Ain't no doubt about it, gonna kick your ass. Don't matter if you try to run, don't matter if you pass. Something Green Bay Packers gonna kick your ass. Well, I bet you think you're scary, you steroid popping fairy. Chance in hell. Well, son, I tell you what, them Pack gonna whip your butt, cause we're still the best damn team in the NFL. Kick your ass, gonna kick your ass. Ain't no doubt about it, gonna kick your ass. Don't matter if you're in first place, don't matter if you're last. Son, them Green Bay Packers gonna kick your ass. Take it now. For handing you Uranus, that's just how it is when you play Green Bay. So hand me another liney. Hey, let's go kick some honey. Gonna kick your ass, cause that's the Packer way. Kick your ass, go kick your ass. Oh, ain't no doubt about it, go kick your ass. Don't matter if you try to run, don't matter if you pass. Something Green Bay Packers go kick your ass. Don't matter if you try to run, don't matter if you pass. Something Green Bay Packers will kick your ass.
This.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal, Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. While seven prisoners are still on the loose after 10 escaped a New Orleans jail through a hole behind a toilet late Thursday night, this allegation from the head of the FBI New Orleans field office, Jonathan Tappet.
Seven dangerous inmates have been on the streets for more than 2 days, and we strongly believe that there are folks out there helping these inmates evade capture.
Welcome news affecting 350,000 daily commuters that use the nation's third largest commuter rail system, New Jersey Transit.
New Jersey's first rail strike in decades has officially come to an end.
Governor Phil Murphy, the strike started Friday. There's a tentative deal. Trains resume Tuesday. Money was the main issue. Former President Biden has prostate cancer, which has spread to bone, his office says. He's 82. Majority of the 28 tornado deaths this weekend happened in Laurel County, Kentucky. This is ABC News.